Hey there, Mini Weekend fans, and welcome to the second annual and 2023 football preview. Yes, you guys heard me right, a second annual. I was kind of shocked too. I had to go back and double check before we actually got on here today because I was like 99% positive we did an overall football preview for the 2021 season. Turns out we didn't. Or we did something of a preview. It just wasn't like a specialty episode like we did last year. But going forward, this is going to be kind of something that we do. Like I said, second annual. Super excited to get things going here. Like I said, not wishing summer away, even though it is coming to a close. Just super, super excited for football season. So, yeah, very similar to what we did last year. We will kind of go in order with who starts first. So actually this year, the Minnesota Golden Gophers season will be getting underway, the first between the three main football teams we follow here at the Mini Weekend, the Golden Gophers, the St. Thomas Tommies, and then the Minnesota Vikings. So the Golden Gophers season will actually kick off this Thursday, so the night of the next podcast, actually, against Nebraska at 7 p.m., and that game will be on Fox. week two, they'll host the Eastern Michigan team in their first non-conference game of the season. Week three, they will go to take on the number 21st ranked North Carolina Tar Heels. Week four, they go to Northwestern. Week five, they wrap up non-conference play with the Louisiana Raging Cajuns. And then first weekend of October, they host the number two ranked Michigan State Spartans before getting their bye week. And then on the 21st, they will go to Iowa. The 28th of October, wrapping up the month of October, they will host Michigan State. And then November, they will host Illinois and then go to Purdue, Ohio State, and Wisconsin. So that's just kind of an overview of how this Gopher schedule looks. And truthfully, I know we're doing the Gophers right now. I'll kind of go over ceiling and floor in just a minute. But the big thing that kind of stood out to me when... Excuse me, I got a frog in my throat tonight. The big thing that kind of stood out to me that I was kind of surprised with the Gopher season and with the Tommy season is they have kind of a similar X factor for this season, with that being who is going to be the QB and what is this QB going to do. Now, a lot of you might say, well, Jack, you know, that kind of sounds a lot like last year. And it does. Last year, we at least knew for the Gophers, we knew, and the Tommies, I guess, we knew who the starting quarterback was going to be, Tanner Morgan. We just weren't sure what Tanner Morgan we were going to get. Now, if you look at the Gophers roster, it sounds like it will most certainly be Ethan Kalamakis, the redshirt sophomore, taking over the wheel, but we just don't know if he is going to be that guy the entire year. We don't know what exactly is going to happen. We actually have, I kind of forgot, Cole Kramer. He is a redshirt senior on the roster, and then we have Drew Viato from Sault Ste. Marie, who is a freshman, and then Max Shikankansky, who is also a freshman as well. So, I kind of forgot that we had Cole Kramer still on the roster. So, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Obviously, I would love to see Ethan Kalamakis light it up. Truthfully, as far as Gopher football is concerned, I think it'll be nice just to have somebody at the helm that doesn't, that isn't named Tanner Morgan. Which will be nice. So, yeah, with that, like I told you guys, we would go over. So, after taking a look at this this schedule, it's tough. I think it could either go really bad or it could go really good. I think the worst this team does is 6-6, losing to North Carolina in non-conference, but then if they went 6-6, that would include a loss from Michigan, Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Ohio State. I think the ceiling is 10-2. I think Michigan and Ohio State are two teams on the schedule that I don't like their chances of them beating, you know, could they make it close? Maybe. I think they have the talent there. They're bringing back some good players. But realistically, before we kind of get into more, I actually have them going 8-4 this season, 6-3 in conference play. I think we lose to North Carolina. This North Carolina football team is kind of on the up and up. They have a stud quarterback coming back. And I think that team is, you know, I mean, again, there's a reason they're ranked 21 right now in the nation. And then losing to Michigan, Ohio State, as well as Illinois, I think. You know, ultimately, what it's going to come down to is this. You know, looking into this schedule, there's four. I call them kind of coin flip games, if you will, that will ultimately decide the season. And those four games are North Carolina, Iowa, Illinois, and Wisconsin. Now, if the Gopher football team can win three or four of those games, they can easily go 10-2, 9-3. However, they can flip the script on that and lose three or four of those and end up going 7-5, you know, 6-6. God, even, you know, if they lose all four of those games, you know, they could even end up going 5-7. I think those four games are ultimately going to decide the season. Like I said, we have, you know, if you look at this roster, the running game will be by committee. You know, yes, we don't have Mark or not Mark. We don't have Muhammad Ibrahim coming back, but we got. What's his name? Bryce Williams, who did very well last year. I thought he did. Who else? We got guys like Max Grand. Sorry, I'm losing my name. Jordan Newbin, Zach Evans, Marquise William, Cortez LeGrant. So, again, in a perfect world, you'd love to see a guy like Bryce Williams or one of these guys really step up and kind of be that, not necessarily a generational talent, but, you know, a Mohammed Ibrahim type player. Yeah, ultimately, like I said, they got guys coming back on both sides of the ball. You know, like I said, it's really going to fall on to what if Ethan Kalamakis struggles in his first full year as a starter, or if he really brings it up. You know, I you know, like I said, you know, I think this with what, and because I love PJ Fleck, we've talked about this before on the podcast. I love PJ Fleck. I think he's awesome. I think he brings a great culture to a team. But I think, you know, Kalamakis has the guys, you know, Daniel Jackson coming back. We got Brevin Spanford, Corey Kroom type players, you know, and, you know, Joe Rossi coming in as the new defensive coordinator, I think will be really, really good for this team. I think, you know, the sky is the limit. This team could very well go 10-2. It's just a matter of if they can actually do it. Excuse me, or not. So, yeah, like I said, I think it's very much going to come down to those, you know, four games. Obviously, with the North Carolina game being the third game of the season, if they lose that game and that's their only non, I really think as far as non-conference is concerned, that's the only game to really be worried about. And I'm kind of glad that PJ Fleck has kind of taken that next step with, you don't have to go get the Alabamas and you don't have to beat the best of the best right now, but play a little tougher competition as far as non-conference is concerned. And then, you know, get some big wins in the Big Ten. But yeah, like I said, I think this team has the ability to be a top team. You know, if they can, again, if they can find a way, I think coming into week three, against North Carolina, they'll still be a top 25 team. And if they can find a way to beat North Carolina, I think they have the ability to be a ranked team in the top 25. starting from week four to the rest of the season. I think teams like Nebraska, Northwestern, Purdue, Wisconsin shouldn't be much of an issue. I know Wisconsin kind of gets some love because they have, a good history of a program, but we've had their number, the last couple of years, and ultimately, I think we will win that last game of the season. Yeah, that's essentially what I have for the Gopher football team. As for the Tommy football team, they will be getting underway next. I know we've talked about it a little bit, but they will kick off their season 2 days after the Gophers. They will host Black Hills State from South Dakota at O'Shaughnessy Stadium. Week two, they will go to Vermilion, South Dakota to take on South Dakota Coyotes. September 16th, they will go to Massachusetts to take on Harvard before their first Pioneer football game of the season, taking on Morehead State, a team they have not played yet that could give them some a little bit of a fight. They did finish 10 of 11 teams last year, but that kicks off Pioneer Football League play. The week after that, they will go to Dayton. And then the week after that, they will be playing their homecoming game against Butler. Excuse me, against Butler. They will go to Des Moines to take on Drake October 14th. Go to Florida, take on Stetson in to take on Stetson in October 21st. Marist on the 28th. They will head to San Diego November 11th and then finish off the season against Valparaiso on November 18th. Once again, this season, the Tommy football team, as great as they were last year and as great as I think they will be this year, are ineligible for postseason play as they still continue their transition to a Division One school. But yeah, I kind of previewed it a little bit when we start off with the Gopher football team. I think the biggest thing for this Tommy football team is, again, who is going to be our quarterback this year. I've been looking, and from everything I've gathered, it doesn't sound like, I'm sure he has, but I haven't found it and I can't find it. Who is going to be the starter for this team? If you look at the roster, I think we have four or five quarterbacks on the roster. Number seven, Amari Powell, is actually the only quarterback we have on the roster that actually took snaps last year. He's a sophomore from Valencia, California. So my money would be on him. We also have a sophomore, Travis Plugge, from Bakersfield, California. Tech Takota, a freshman from Washaka, Wisconsin. And then another freshman from West Fargo, North Dakota, Michael Rostberg. And those are the five quarterbacks that we have on the roster. Or, yeah, five quarterbacks that we have on the roster. So, again, one, two of them are, two of them are freshmen, and then we got two sophomores. So you really hope one of these guys can pan out and you have a solid starter this year and the next 2 seasons. So again, it's gonna be a big question as to who's gonna be the starter and what are their capabilities. Very similar to the Gopher team. The floor I have for the Tommy football team is still not that bad. It's I worst case scenario, I think they go 7-4. They lose to South Dakota and Harvard in non-conference play, and then only Dayton and San Diego in conference play. The ceiling for them is another 10-1 season, losing to only South Dakota or Harvard. I love the idea of them going 3-0 in non-conference play, but although South Dakota may not be South Dakota State or North Dakota State, they play those teams every single year, so they're used to those big games. And Harvard is always known as a tough, kind of gritty team as well. So ultimately, I think, you know, they will lose one or two, you know, non-conference game, I think this year, and, you know, they will win the Pioneer Football League again. I have, one thing I also saw, this isn't all that big of a deal because this is only, they only have two seasons under their belt. This is about to be season number three, but the Tommies have not lost a home game in the Division One era. So that helps against teams like, you know, Morehead State, Black Hills State, Butler, Marist, and Valspario. So realistically, what do I really think they're going to do? I think the Tommies will go 9-2 overall, 7-1 in play. I think they will probably lose, like I said, to either South Dakota or Harvard. That'll be, you know, one game. Then I think Dayton is going to best them in week 5. Coming into the season, if you look at all of their teams in the conference that they're playing, Morehead State and Dayton are two teams that they haven't played already, and they're kind of on different ends of the spectrum. Morehead State finished, like I said, 10 of 11 teams last year in the Pioneer Football League, while Dayton finished third last year. So, you know, that's what I think is going to happen. You know, you look at week 16 or week 6 against Butler, they're already 2-0 against them. They beat them 36-0 and 27-6. They're already 2-0 against Drake, Stetson, and Marist. They're technically 1-1 against San Diego. They had a close loss in San Diego 2 years ago and then beat them significantly 42-29 last year at home. So that could be a game to watch out for as well. And then I didn't realize this, but they've also played Valspario 2-0. So again, if they can just beat teams that they're already 2-0 against, that's already 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 conference wins. So yeah, like I said, I think, you know, again, it's very much going to come down to, you know, what's going to happen at the quarterback position. I think you look at this team and they have, what is it, you know, they got 9 Tommies that got Pioneer Football League preseason all conference, 5 of them on offense, 4 of them on defense. The offensive players, Andrew McElroy, a junior wide receiver, and on a kicking team, offensive lineman Alec Rasmussen, junior running back Sean Shipman, and then another O-lineman in sophomore Jason Leberte. And then on the defensive side of things, they got bringing back Jonathan Bunce, junior linebacker, Yusuf Leek, a junior defensive back. And then junior linebacker Luke Herzog. It's actually Luke Herzog. And then Griff Wirtz, a senior defensive back from Chaska. So, again, this team is very much like the Gophers. They're bringing back good talent on both sides of the ball. They unfortunately got rid of their quarterback, you know, just because of graduation. The Gophers, you know, also graduated their top running back, whereas the Tommies are bringing back the running back. So it'll be a lot of what's going to happen at the quarterback position. Is it going to be somebody who's going to be able to distribute the ball, run effectively, kind of do all those things? And I really think they will. I always forget, why am I blanking? Glenn Caruso is a stud. I, you know, very much like PJ Fleck, I think he's awesome. I guess my hot take this year for the Tommy football team is I truly believe they will outgrow the Pioneer Football League by the time they're postseason eligible. I believe last year when I checked, I think it's 4 or 5 or 6 years, 5 or 6 seasons that they are ineligible for play. So you got essentially this is their third season, so the 21 four so one two no 2 1 3 4 5 6, so you got essentially till the 2005 2006 2000 2026 2027 season until they're eligible. I think they go 9-2. It's very easy for them to go 10-1. I'm hesitant to tell give them 11-0 because I think 11-0 and 3 seasons into this is a bad look for them with regards to the Pioneer Football League. Because truthfully, this team is only going to get better, and if they're already going 10-1, 11-0 in conference play, and winning back to back. Stuff like that, it's again, it's not going to be a great look because obviously they got kicked out of the MIAC for being too good and too dominant. So we're just going to have to wait and see what happens on that front. Excuse me. But needless to say, regardless, it's going to be a good year, good season. So now moving on to the Minnesota Vikings team. I know I kind of already gave you guys like the game by game prediction. We did the the podcast, and then we obviously did the TikTok. So we're just gonna talk a little bit like general overview. And a lot of what I have for the Vikings is, very, much what we've kind of already talked about. The floor for them is 9-8. And the ceiling's 14-3. Like really, if you look at this schedule, the only games that scare me are going to Philly on a short week, hosting the defending Super Bowl champions. Like, a hangover or not, they still have Patrick Mahomes, arguably the best quarterback in the league, and Travis Kelce, pretty much tight end number one in the league. Those two, and then going to Cincinnati, you can look at some of these games like hosting the Chargers, hosting the San Francisco 49ers, going to Las Vegas at A, maybe those three should be cause for concern too. And I would listen to those arguments, but I have to say those three games I would put in their own section as, those first three I mentioned as cause for concern, and then watch out, like they may get you kind of games. Once again, I think I still think they'll ultimately go 11-6 and repeat as NFC North champions this year. I'm excited to see what Kwaisi and KOC do in year two. A lot of people talked about how they just got so lucky in year one. I'm ready to see them do good, go 11-5, 12, 11-6, 12-5, 13-4 again, and prove to them like, hey, this is going to be a usual thing for them. I love it. Again, I think the NFC North is ours to lose. I don't think Chicago and Green Bay will be much of an issue this year. And I think they technically swept us last year, but I think we will split with the Detroit Lions. Like I said, I think, the toughest games are definitely going to be going to Philly. I would love for them to win that game just because, dang, those Philly fans. But having to turn around on a quick week is not going to prime well for us. Hosting Kansas City, it definitely hope it helps that Kansas City is coming to US Bank Stadium. We recrunched the numbers, and last year through week 9, there we were the fifth. We had the fifth best winning percentage at home. Coming into the season, we have the fourth best winning percentage at home. with only Kansas City, Pittsburgh, and New England ahead of us. So, which is a huge deal because, again, we talk about this in, with regards to sports all the time. Half the battle is defending your home field, defending your home court, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, again, just by winning, 1-2, 3-4, 5-6-7-8. So just by winning the the 8 home games, and then you give us, another Chicago game, you give us another game against the Green Bay Packers, and that's already 10 wins. Now some of these home games will be tough. I'm not gonna say that they're not. But it'll be interesting to see what happens. I think it'll be interesting to see what who are big playmakers this year. I still think, I don't know that we talked too much about it last week, but we're still potentially in the hunt to sign Kareem Hunt or Leonard Fournette, which I think would be helpful to use them and Madison as a 1A, 1B back, since we just don't have a running back on our team over 25 years old. So to get some kind of veteran in that running back room would be awesome. We have some great backs primed and ready to go. They're just all young. And then one other thing I wanted to actually talk about was Jaren Hall. He didn't look perfect, but he looked pretty dang good this preseason. I think you could make, no, I'm not even gonna say make an argument. Jaren Hall, I think, is potentially the best quarterback prospect we've had in the last 15 years. Traded offensive tackle, veteran low for a 6th pick with the New England Patriots. And yeah, I think, again, taking a look at this schedule more in a general sense, I think trying to take advantage of weeks 8 and 12, 8 through 12 before the bye, you got, Green Bay in a favorable end of October, not shouldn't be super cold game, going to Atlanta and then hosting New Orleans, going to Denver and Chicago. Like, I know in my game by game, I had New Orleans as a loss, but that is a very well 5 games, in a row that we should win and beat all 5, and shouldn't have much of an issue, because then you figure, get your shit together, win those 5 in a row, go into the bye week on a 5-game winning streak, because then after the bye week, you got 5 games left, and 3 of those on the road. You go to Las Vegas, you go to Cincy, you host Detroit, you host Green Bay, and then you got to go to Detroit for, a game that a lot of people think is going to decide division. I think going into that game, we're already going to have the division on lock, and it's going to be more of an important game for Detroit than it will be for us. I think another thing, the last thing before I let you guys go for the night, I think the other thing I noticed looking at the schedule, I think it's going to be important for this team to get out of the first 4 games 3-1, because you look at, hosting Tampa Bay, we have done very well home openers, hosting the Chargers, again, a very comparable team to us. I'd like to think we have a little bit of an edge because we're playing it at home, and then going to Carolina, who shouldn't be much of an issue. I think it's key, and then you got that Philly game. I think it's key that they get out of week 4 3-1, because then after week 4, your next 3 games, you host Kansas City, you go to Chicago, and you host, and then week 7, you got the 49ers for Monday Night Football. And I think it's important to note, because if you're able to go 3-1 in your first 4 games, you're able to drop, not to say we are, but you're able to drop, 2 of those next 3 games against Kansas City and San Francisco, and still put yourself being, what's that, by, no, 4-3 going into that, the meat of your schedule, where you should go on a 5-game winning streak and ultimately be 9-3 going into the bye week. So it'll be interesting to see how this season shakes out. Again, I have high hopes for this team. I think they're going to do good. I think by virtue of being in the same division as the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears. Not doing much. It's going to fare awesome for them. Detroit, we're just gonna have to wait and see what they can actually do. They have a relatively easy schedule. Can they actually beat those teams? It'll be interesting to see because, again, last year everybody had Detroit as this team that was supposed to win the NFC North and, make a playoff spot. And, they won, I think, what, 8 or 9 games. So, again, I'll believe it when I see it. Super excited. Again, the Vikings are getting underway the latest on the 10th of September. But the good news is, starting the 7th, we will have NFL football when the Kansas City Chiefs, defending Super Bowl champs, host the Detroit Lions to kick off the season. So, super excited. Thanks for listening tonight, guys. And we will be back with you guys in a couple of nights for the podcast on the 31st. Till next time, Minnie.